The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Off the Record with Cheval Golang is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Grand Bahama News, RF Bank and Trust, and Raw Star Assurance.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. No, we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Judge us simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Cheval Golang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this different Tuesday. It's as best as I could put it. Different Tuesday. If at all you want to give us a call today, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259, 325-4259. You can text us on 4224796, that's 4224796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. You can also call us in from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. What's going on? What's going on? So, you know, I have an app, and every time I open the app, the app will ask me how I'm feeling. That's what the app would ask me. It'd say, how are you feeling? And so then it gives you these choices. You feel you could feel be feeling calm, or you could be feeling sad, or you could be feeling tired, or you could be feeling anxious, or you could be feeling panicked, or you could be feeling unsure. Right? So those are the options for the app. In point of fact, we're told that there are basically about 5 or 6 primary emotions. Anger, fear, sadness, joy, disgust, surprise, trust, and anticipation. Those are the primary emotions. Anger, fear, sadness, joy, disgust, surprise, trust, and anticipation. But these basic or primary emotions can have attached to them over 34,000 unique emotions. You hear me? 34,000 unique emotions. And so the human person can experience all of that. I mentioned this because I'm hoping you and I could have a conversation today, and you could help me see if maybe some things that you are experiencing just unique, right? Because I'm trying to place myself in this time and in this space. And I'm wondering, maybe Shivago, it's just where you are. Maybe it's just a set of circumstances that you are confronting. Maybe it's that you're now 56 years old, and what you felt like a 20 or 30 was different. Or maybe the time in which you live was different and gave you a different feeling. Maybe. Or could you be experiencing what lots of people are experiencing? So I'm asking you, right? So you live in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. You live here. So we're not talking to people who live elsewhere. If you live in Canada, or you live in the United States, or you live in South America, or you live in Africa, or you live in somewhere in the countries in Africa, or you live in one of the countries in Europe or Asia, we're good. We're not hating on you. We're just not particularly talking about you today. We're talking about people who live here, right here. And you live here as in New Providence, as in Grand Bahama, as in Abaco, as in Bimini, as in Andrus, as in Long Island, as in Cat Island, as in Exuma, as in Mayaguana or Crooked Island or in Nagua, Long Key. You know, you live in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. You live here, right here in this space and in this place we call home, the place of the conch salad and the crack conch and the conch fritters and the crab and rice and the guava duff. You live here. Right here. That's where we live. And you live here most of the days in the year, in and out. Your children are here, from here, your brothers and sisters are here from here. And you are in and out this place. You're driving on the streets of New Providence, driving on the streets of Grand Bahama, driving on the streets of Abaco, and so forth and so forth and so forth. You live here. You listen to Guardian Radio or whatever station you listen to. You live here. This is home. What's going on? That is me. How you feel in this place? Not how you might feel like in any moment, because from moment to moment, we could have different feelings for sure. But I mean, generally speaking, right? How you feel in this place? And don't prejudice yourself by anticipating any answer I want. I'm asking you. You could be feeling great as a general rule about this place. You could be feeling fantastic about this place as a general rule. Or you could be feeling like, I'm not sure, Shivago. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I really don't. I'm trying to get a feel for it, but I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Kind of feel like, I don't feel like, you know, how are you feeling? How are you feeling about this place? I'm going to tell you how I'm feeling early. I'm trying to hear you. So let me know. Text us. Call us. You can call us on 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Your feelings matter, you know. We shouldn't be governed by them, but they matter because they are telling you something. Our feelings, these emotions, are the way we feel our thoughts in our bodies. So if you are fearful, it's because the threat of harm is a thought you and I have in our heads. If you are sad, it's because there's something that you feel like you've lost or are losing or will lose. If you are anxious, you are anticipating some bad outcome or event coming in your life. If you are angry, then something has hurt you, hurt me. So thoughts always point us to some sense of something being out of place, something not being right that needs to be rectified. This is what our feelings tell us. Now, sometimes that's only our imaginations, and so therefore we have to deal with the underlying cause of that kind of imagination to begin with. But they do tell us something. And we have to deal with them, because if you run around feeling bad all the time, feeling anxious all the time, feeling sad all the time, feeling angry all the time, if you run around feeling happiness and joy all the time, God bless you. I make sure it's for the right reasons. But emotions matter. They are telling us something. And the environment you're in can be a player in that way. I am trying to think about this environment I'm in, this country I'm in, this place I'm in, and what is it doing? Like, how am I feeling in it? Is it inspiring? Is it encouraging? Is it fulfilling? Is it comforting? Is it delighting? Is it empowering? Is it, what is it doing? Or is it frustrating? Is it depressing? Is it aggravating? Is it disturbing, troubling, harassing? As you move about the place, as you observe its happenings in your workspaces, in your homes, in your neighborhoods, on the national scene, what's going on? What's your sense of? What's your feel for? What's happening in the place? Let me tell you what I find odd. Like Obi Wilchcombe, the minister of social services, passed away. He died. And I dislike the kind of matter-of-factness which that reality seems to hit me with, right? To the point where sometimes I wonder, have we seen too much? Have we experienced too much? By this time, maybe at 56, that's what happens. You then pass through stuff. You then had people close to you die. You then had things happen to you and things done by you. And maybe you begin to get numb to some of these more potent human realities, and then maybe now you're jaded. Are you jaded? Producer, you jaded? Huh? You jaded or you still, like, you know what, man? Whatever. Whatever. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing I can do now, also. Whatever. Are you jaded? Are you hopeful? Are you inspired? Are you, you know, what? Listen, man, I just trying to work it out. What's going on? This text says, it sure as usual, I don't feel middle class anymore pressure at all. Like the young people say, I see why people in life home with their parents until 65 years of age. Mr. Lang, light bill high. I'm making $700 a week base salary and it still ain't enough. I have no clue how people make it making minimum wage in this country. Other than life good to be alive, no matter what things could be worse. Boy, I tell you. So lying in this country, if you want anything in life, you better have a job and treat a different hustle. Well, I hear you, and maybe that's some of it, eh? Maybe that's some of it. Like you say, like you make $700 a week, base salary, you say, and that's still ain't enough. Why is it not enough? Why is that not enough? Tell me why that is not enough. Why $700 a week is not enough. Enough to do what? Tell me. It's Texas, Mr. Lang. I feel good working, living, and raising my family in this country. This country is loaded with opportunities, and it is the best place in the world to raise my kids. You see, Mr. Lang, over the course of my 56 years on this earth, my job has taken me in 3 different countries to work. I could say without a doubt that this is the best place in the world. Therefore, I feel good. Wow, what a wonderful testimony. Wonderful. I got to read that again for y'all. Some of y'all are so jaded, you mightn't be able to relate to this. So, Mr. Lang, I feel good working, living, and raising my family in this country. This country is loaded with opportunities, and it is the best place in the world to raise my kids. You see, Mr. Lang, over the course of my 56 years on this earth, my job has taken me in 3 different countries to work. I could say without a doubt that this is the best place in the world. Therefore, I feel good. Wow, that's nice. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break and pay our respects to our sponsors. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussion. We'll be back after this break. Right.
The Nassau Cruise Port presents Phil Stubbs Live at the all-new Nassau Cruise Port Amphitheater on October 14th. Gates open at 7 p.m., showtime 9 p.m. Want to live it up?
Choose from general, VIP, or even skybox seats. Book your tickets now at BahamasEtickets.com.
Prepare to be blown away as we kick things off with one of the Bahamas' beloved artists, Phil Stubbs Live. Hold on to your seats for Ira Starr and the Spank Band Live.
Brought to you by the Nassau Cruise Board. It's not just a concert. It's a night to remember.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year. Ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek, you can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful, interesting Tuesday afternoon. If you want to call, numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You could text on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. What's happening? What's going on? How do you feel in this country of ours, this place we call home? I have some feelings, but I can talk with them like later on, right? So good afternoon, sir. How do I feel about this place? I'm a woman in my late 30s, and I am planning my escape from here. Wow. It feels like living in a fishbowl, and those of us who also feel this way commiserate and encourage each other to keep going, but it's hard. I can make way more money in another country. I can afford property in other countries. I may be much safer in some countries. Owning a small business is hard, and this country is harder. That's my context for feeling disappointment, doubt, fear, and more. I travel as often as I can to get away from those feelings. Wow. Y'all want to hear that again? Say, good afternoon, sir. How do I feel about this place? I'm a woman in my late 30s, and I am planning my escape from here. It feels like living in a fishbowl, and those of us who also feel this way commiserate and encourage each other to keep going, but it's hard. I can make way more money in another country. I can afford property in other countries. I may be much safer in some countries. Owning a small business is hard. And in this country, it's harder. That's my context for feeling disappointment, doubt, fear, and more. I travel as often as I can to get away from those feelings. Have you actually lived in other countries and made more money in other countries? I'm really asking, you know, because you seem very certain of the possibility of doing much better in some other countries. But I could tell you, I know people who share your sentiment, and that's real. This text says, I love the Bahamas. I think God has blessed us. We enjoy so much freedom, be it political or religious. There is no place like home. But I find myself feeling frustrated and a bit depressed in Grand Bahama. If I stay in my bubble, it doesn't affect me as much. But when I look and think about grandmama, I am saddened. And I keep asking myself, what can I do? Where and how can I make meaningful impact? Wow. Similar. How you feeling for the place? Country. Come on, man. Y'all send in, text in, call in, because I want a wide breadth of perspectives. You notice how, like, we have only read 4 texts so far. two of those texts, three of those texts, I believe, are by people who are in their 50s. One maybe nearing there or nearing there, in their 40s maybe, one in their 30s. And the pessimism grows the younger the age is. You think that's true, producer? That probably young people are more pessimistic in the Bahamas than older people? We got a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good day, Mr. Lang.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm going to say like my grandma say, are you okay, you know?
Good, okay.
You know, because at the end of the day, I'm in my 50s.
Okay.
So you could know the bracket.
Okay.
And early 50s.
Okay.
And, you know, I guess I've lived long enough and passed through enough.
Mm.
And I travel, but not as much. But I've seen a lot of persons that I know travel.
Mm.
And I know persons who lived in America for more than 30 years. They were desperate to move back home.
Mm.
You know, I had a family member of mine recently moved his business. He had a flourishing car wash business where he literally lived off car wash only.
Mm.
And he moved his business back here to Bahamas. And I try and encourage him to stay there because I say, you're not going to make here. You charging $60, $70 per car.
Mm.
And these people think that's no big deal to pay.
Mm.
You know, I say, not going to make that here.
Mm.
You can't even make that cleaning out a bus.
Mm.
You know, I said, but I would think you leave, keep your business there and move back. But he said he is tired. He said there's no place like home.
Let me ask you though. I mean, like, you said you're okay, but how you feel? I mean, like, how do you feel? Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you so-so? Are you, you know, how you feel?
I would say I'm sad and unhappy. For me, I'm comfortable at where I am today. I could have done better.
Right.
But I guess my choice in life, in my younger life, did not put me in that position.
Mm-hmm.
However, I am comfortable. I am happy. I don't owe anyone anything besides a couple of dollars to come over.
I think that's an important distinction I want people to make. I could be comfortable and,
mm-hmm.
and individually okay.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to get a sense of is how this environment called the Bahamas is making you feel. That's what I'm trying to get. Like,
and if you're talking about how the environment feels,
yeah.
Well, I'm so-so. I'm happy.
Okay.
But I have my moments.
I got you.
And my moments come due to a lot of what happens politically, because I see like the political powers can do so much better. Because you know when you can see things being accomplished, using certain mechanisms, and then you see that they have their hands on the mechanism. However, they walk over it and do something else that makes the matter worse or stay the same. So those things make me sad.
Okay.
Then I can see that okay, this can help, but they pass it over as if it's no big deal. And
now your perspective isn't being shaped by a political preference, is it?
No, it's not.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm just saying, in some cases, things like that makes me sad. However, to live in a country as great as this, I'm actually happy for the most part.
Okay.
But
super.
Just certain situations makes me a little sad.
I got you. Thank you.
Yes,
I guess
I'm so-so.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it. Yeah. You know, how you feel is how you feel, right? And whatever contributing. Whatever's contributing to how you feel is contributing to how you feel. Whether that's a preference, a bias, a personal choice, whatever. You know, that's fine, right? And so that is how you feel. But it's important for us to own the things that might be contributing to how we feel, right? Because I find sometimes, like let's say if you have no job in the Bahamas and you really are frustrated, right? It may not make a difference what the church does, may not make a difference what the government does or anybody other than if they don't help you fix your situation, this place sucks. That's how you might feel, right? So you shouldn't... you shouldn't ignore that that is contributing to how you feel, even though it may color your thing in a biased way, but yet it is your reality. But once you own it and plug it in there so that you could have some perspective and context, you could say, you know what, the truth is, you know, I'm feeling really down, I'm feeling really bad because my situation just is terrible, right? And some people, you're doing so great, you're doing so grand, your money good, and things good, that it's hard for you to see anything wrong, and everybody just doing a grand job and everything is great. You can't dismiss that. Nobody should try and put you down for doing so well, but you have to factor that too into your perspective so that you could say, yeah, I might have a bias in this direction born of a very positive or very negative experience. So we only listen to what you feel. I'm not discounting, nor discouraging, nor discrediting anything you feel today. That's how you feel. How you feel is how you feel. They said, to answer your question, I have lived in other countries, including for school. I do have an appreciation of my country because of my travels, but it has also exposed more frustrations. I agree that the younger you go, the more the frustrations and questions. But let me point out something, if I may. My mother earned mid-$20,000 in the 1980s, and that was more than enough. And I was making that money with a degree 10 years ago, and that's plenty compared to some people now. Yet, cost of living continued to go up. How is the average person to survive, especially with leaders seeming to give lip service to making things better, but the little movement is actually happening in their areas of influence? I understand totally your point of view. Totally. That definitely a dollar. Well, let's face some realities, right? Come on. That connects with what that text the lady said. The problem with making $20,000 10 years ago or making $20,000 30 years ago is that the purchasing power of that $20,000 has diminished significantly. That's reality. And there has been no appreciable increase in the income earning of average Bahamians over that period of time. So you have a reasonable rise in the cost of living, meaning the things you have to buy with the dollars you earn have gone up significantly enough, but the dollar amount you are earning has not. What does that mean? Increased cost, marginal increase income, or stagnant income means decline in prosperity, purchasing power, a decline in the sense of your prosperity. And so people then feel what we call the economic pinch. And so that is going to impact on how you feel, for sure, right? This text says, Mr. Lang, the Bahamas is a great country. Being next door to the richest democracy, the USA, the happiest Bahamians live in our family islands. If you have good health, you can survive in this country. Listen to me. my son Shivago was in Nassau. He's moved back to Grand Bahama. I watched him outside the house. He was watering some plants. And he had this big grin on his face. I didn't know what it was about. So one day, my mother and him and me were talking, and he was saying how good it was to be back in Grand Bahama and the difference it makes in terms of his sense and quality of life. You don't have to deal with the issues related to what is a relatively big city for Nassau compared to Freeport. But I told him, I said, I saw you outside there smiling. He said, Daddy, you know, while I was watering the plants, it was so therapeutic. The person was talking about in the family islands that I just made me think about that. This text says, you're preaching. Am I? This text says, Mr. Lang, I'm I'm very hopeful, but my hope comes from within. I, like many others, encounter daily challenges. I have a mother who has been bedridden for a while, and the challenges are many. But I've learned to face each day with the only surety of what is on the inside of me. Today was a great day. My mom and I had a few precious moments. I believe we can only grow from challenges. These outward manifestations for me is a very insignificant part of our reality. Well said. Well said, okay? This text says, Mr. Lang, I don't care what happens. I know one thing. This is the best place on earth to live. I ain't leaving here to go build up no other country. God bless me with this country, and I am forever grateful for it. I'm not a millionaire, neither do I make minimum wage. I still say this is the best place on earth to live. The freedoms that we enjoy are proof. Keep up the good work, Mr. Lang. Okay. All right, we're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. Now, when we come back, we will continue to read your text and listen to you. How you feeling in this place? We'll be back. Listening to Z-Live.
There's too many of you to cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I ain't mashed the car. The lady run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Being an investor has benefits, like the margin loan facility at RF. I can use my government bonds, company shares, and other investments to access cash when I need it. At a low interest rate of 7.5%, flexible repayment terms, and a 48-hour approval time, I can easily get the cash I need for travel, home renovations, or to purchase additional shares. This is just one of the ways RF keeps my money working for me. Learn more about the RF Margin Loan at rfgroup.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you to cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer.
Come back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful but interesting Tuesday afternoon. We're asking, how are you feeling in this place, this country of ours? Like, as I was walking across the street, coming to Guardian, as I was walking throughout the course of this day and moving and working throughout the course of this day, I had a feeling that I have very often, actually. I'll tell you about it when I'm done, but I'm asking you, how are you feeling in this place? Says, at 45, I'm beyond jaded. Capital beyond. I listened to mom when I went in college and came home after. It has been a nightmare every day since then. So I think it is more because of knowing things don't have to be this way here. and how much more difficult life is because of the decisions of a few. Companies with more employees than our population run better than this place. I'm no longer optimistic. Better and bigger nations have failed than us. And with current politics, so will we. Now, that's a jaded person. You are truly jaded. That's true. You are shattered. But you say that companies with more employees than our population run better than this place. But you do appreciate that a company is abundantly more complex than a country, right? In companies, you have employees who they do their jobs or they get fired. And people do stuff in countries that they're not supposed to do or shouldn't do to cause, for instance, like crime or violence and those kinds of things. What do? You fire them? You can't work like that. Countries are abundantly different, but I understand the frustration. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Well, good afternoon.
Yes, hey, how you doing, man?
Doing good, man. That was a very interesting text you read just now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it saddens my heart when I hear stuff like that, because that is the reality.
Yeah, for some
that many persons have, and you cannot dismiss or discount it.
No.
You know, I often look back at when I was growing up in this town and how things just seemed so much simpler back then. You know, you didn't have much, but the family and the family structure and the neighbors and everyone seemed to be on basically one accord.
Then what y'all did? What did y'all do, though? What did y'all do wrong to make a change, though? Because y'all are in charge of the situation. What went wrong?
Well, the thing is, myself, you know, I had the opportunity to also remain overseas, but came back home to help try to build a better Bahamas.
Mm.
And, you know, to be honest with you, for the most part, back in the day, it seems like the Bahamas itself, its people, was really on the road to prosperity, even though a lot of
But I want you to stick to your message, because it's a great one. But I'm asking, things were simpler, people were more united, so there was an adult population that was doing all that. What went wrong? Because weren't y'all raising the children who would have come behind?
Well, the thing is, I think a lot of persons were successful in doing that.
Okay.
But somewhere along the line, personally, I feel that we have lost our way. I think primarily, you know, the first thing I often look at is, you know, where's the synergy in terms of a national message to keep the people together in terms of creating a much better Bahamas from where we are now.
Man, you're hitting on something, you know, you're hitting on something. So let's slow down. A message to synchronize people in the country, right? That's what you were saying.
Yep.
Yeah. Can you recall the last time we were all rallying around any single message, vision, or hope?
To be honest, not really.
Not really?
I mean, not really at all. I mean, you know, you're really making me really think real hard.
Maybe independence, right? Maybe the quest to become an independent country? Think that
if that is going to be the single most recent call, I would say to a certain extent, yes. Mm. But then still, to a larger extent, no. Because a lot of people, we've done that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to find avenues to progress this country, not just from a financial standpoint, but also from a what you would call, you know, being the beacon of hope for our people around the world to come back home to help build the country.
Mm.
Even that has not been a success.
Wow.
You know, hold on, man.
Hold on, don't speed, man. You're saying some profound things, man. Listen to what you just said. You're saying, like, you looking for that thing, or people are looking for that thing where it's so bright, Bahamians around the world are saying, you know what, I'm going back home to be a part of that.
Yep.
Dang. Boy, that's powerful.
My brother, I could say so much more, you know, but you know, I'm now just allowing the wisdom of knowing what was then, what is now, what is on the periphery right now ahead. And I'm going to tell you, it's not promising. Wow. I'll close on this one very salient point that I think you and I will agree with right now. When you see the future generation that has left this country to go to another man's country to pursue their education, and then they decide that they're not coming back here to the Bahamas, that speaks volumes. Yeah. We have a lot to be concerned about because this country is not operating at the level to attract our people to come back home to build this country. Wow. The corruption in this country is a big force that must stop. And a lot of people are feeling disenfranchised in this Bahamas. This Bahamas is wealthy. The Bahamas is a comfortable place that we can thrive in. But yet the powers that be is not promoting the aspects to encourage our people to come back home to build a successful country. I'm going to leave it at that point, Shivago. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate your calling. Wow. This text is Shivago. I feel scared. I have $150,000 in the bank, but afraid to spend or enjoy life because at 52, I am almost at the point where I am unemployable. I have a business making good money, but taxes is taking whatever I have left, so business can't grow. The only way a business can grow in the Bahamas is if it's subsidized by government contracts. I am feeling scared, but still a bit hopeful. Wow. 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 Okay. Okay. This text says, good day, Mr. Lang. Taking the good with the bad. I'm happy to be living here in the Bahamas, just pounding the thing on my own family that moved to the USA. 90% of them at some time had to reach out to whom? Family members for help here in the Bahamas. Yes, there are some things we can do to make life better, but we're okay, says that texter. Says Hands Across the Bahamas was the last. Okay, Hands Across the Bahamas. Okay. Was that during the drug era or what? I don't recall it. I remember that expression, but I don't remember what it was. So, Mr. Lang, this is the best place, but don't believe most of them text. We are Bahamians, and complaining is our second spoken language. Boy, I tell you, we could complain. So, Mr. Lang, I'm concerned about the safety in the country. The fear factor is growing. And this text, before we go to our news break, says, hi, Mr. Lang, great show. Mr. Lang, if I was making $700 a week per week, I would be a millionaire. I was working on a job for two scores and some making $350 per week. My house is paid for. I don't owe nobody, only bills I have is my utilities. I am as happy as the bird in the tree. Only thing bothers me a little bit is the food items. But other than that, I could stay in the Bahamas because God living here, bro. Okay. This text says, Mr. Lang, I love my country and will never live anywhere else for any amount of money. However, as Bahamians, we had a vision for independence, but we didn't have a vision for after independence. We are perishing because of a lack of new common vision. Nevertheless, this is still the greatest country ever made. Boy, wow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break for news. When we come back, we'll continue our discussions. We'll be back after this news break.
Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Attention business owners, private chefs, housewives. Are you tired of overpaying for supplies? Do the math and start shopping Cost Right Wholesale Club. Our products are cheaper per unit. saving you more on all your bulk purchases. Sign up for membership and get even lower prices, exclusive deals, discounts in-store, and at participating businesses. Don't wait any longer. Get your membership card today and start saving with CostRite. It's worth it.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with a loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful but interesting Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, Mr. Lang, while I love my country, I'm feeling frustrated lately. I think this is due to the increase in the cost of living. I have a husband, and both of us make a decent salary. And we live an average life, but now we find ourselves pinching and cutting back here and there. But like the older folks say, no need to complain because nobody's listening. So every day we just get up and go and roll with the punches. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I love my country, the Bahamas, but the cost of living is too high. The reason I said that is because everything is so high in my country, as going to buy food to eat every day or month, things go up. Our electricity bills is also so high every month, and our roads are so poor condition, it's costing me to keep my vehicle in a good running condition. So for me, today I feel overwhelmed. Let me tell you something. You hear that lady and some others who said it? Listen to me. When you got to go to the food store and it's hurting you to go, that alone creates a quality of life issue for people. Now, let me tell you, some things Bahamians talk about are exaggerative. It's true. I mean, we could exaggerate sometimes. But the cost of eating in this place is really, really rough. It's rough. Now, mind you, the cost of eating in many places have gone up, including the United States of America. But it's rough. And I understand. I understand, right? I understand. So the suppliers of food in the Bahamas, I'm not blaming them. I'm just telling you, it's a constant experience that people are playing out every day about what they feel about this country, the having to deal with the price of food. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Good day. Like, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I like what one of your callers say, talking about being content in beautiful islands of the Bahamas.
Mm.
You know, Americans are running out of beach and European running out of second-hand homes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know to have a second-hand home, you got to have second-hand money, right?
Exactly. But they're running here, though.
Mm-hmm. You're right there. Yeah.
And why is this? I know a friend of mine in the U.S. Sorry, settled all the everything. I told him don't do that. Now he's crying to come back home, but he can't come back home.
Right.
Come back. He sell his house. They sell everything. Told him don't do that because someday he may want to come back home. Now he's stuck in the U.S. You know, I think things can be better. Like, I think Jeff on here, Jeff, who called. And we're celebrating 50 years. The question is, how can we make it better? I mean, our generation made it better. They made it to 50 years. And they ain't run at all. Here's how we can make it better quickly. The more organized local government for New Providence. Every district organizing their district and making decision what they want in their district. That will make it better. It happened in the first world country to a point. It happened in Grand Bahama, and I think it'll be better in New Providence because New Providence got the population in each and every east and west district. And we can make it happen.
You heard somebody texting from Grand Bahama complaining that they are challenged about what's happening in Grand Bahama too, and they have local government.
Yeah, that's one. I mean, majority who live in Grand Bahama, majority of the luxury of it. I know I was in Grand Bahama, like it's in Grand Bahama, a lot of people in Grand Bahama.
You think the majority of people in Grand Bahama are feeling good about Grand Bahama?
Well, you could do a study, you could do a show on it. I will guarantee you, Mr. Lang, majority would not complain.
They wouldn't complain? Okay.
The minority might complain. But you see, it's called organizing. It's not disorganized. And the more your country is organized, you have a lowering of everything. You have a lowering of crime. And you make decisions, and you tell the politician what you want, what you don't want, and you have a better way of life. Because you have more better command of your MPs in Parliament.
I got you.
But Puigo wants you to tell me. You've been living in New Providence, right? You're from New Providence, right?
Mm-hmm. I was born here.
Okay, good. That's good. I'm glad you're born here. You grew up here.
No, I didn't grow up here, but I was born here. I left here when I was about 7, 8 years old, and I lived in Freeport almost all the rest of my life.
But you come back and forth during that time.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with both.
Once you come back and forth,
mm-hmm.
You think local government would how local government act for you in New Providence?
I think local government could help. I think it could help. I'm not overwhelmed. See, we have to identify what people find difficult about a place. Right, and challenging about a place, and then we have to find the right solution for that thing. So
exactly.
Everything that's a problem might not be about local government. In fact, some of the things that are wrong might entirely be about national government. So you have to the problems you fix by identifying their causes, and not every cause may be local government. Not every cause may be national government. Some causes may just be us, our individual selves.
You see, local government and not every cause, you're right. It's not the cause, you know, it's the power. It's the power, you know, not to wait on your central or to get together and do it yourself.
Yeah. If that problem can be solved by yourself, yes.
Okay, you watch gated areas, right? Study gated areas.
Mm-hmm.
To gated areas, wait. You see people living in gated areas complaining. I ain't talking about that life because a lot of gated areas are around New Providence.
But they don't complain about what's happening in the gated area because is a private area
right.
That they are paying for the services to be dealt with, yeah.
Right. But local government and the staff and the community,
mm.
what we might don't, what more more in the sense of more be like that, because we could say, look, yeah, I am tied in my community. I could say, because you got councils and all of that. You're not local government. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You could say, man, we don't have to wait on this. Let's go to a private entity in the U.S. or somewhere and get the job done.
Yeah, but that's only provided that you give local government the power to raise revenue, to tax you and all that kind of stuff, because you got to have the money to pay for private entities to come in, though.
Right, right. Of course. You got some private entities.
But I got you. You say local government might help, right?
That might help. It will help.
Okay, I got you, brother.
Have a good day.
You too, man. This text says, Hands Across the Bahamas was an initiative by Reverend C.B. Moss in the early 90s. Yes, okay. Right. This text says, Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I'm very unhappy. I just turned 50 this year, and I don't want to live in the Bahamas any longer. I am sorry. I returned home. This place is only for a certain group of families, friends, and lovers. It is dirty, corrupt. God left here years ago. Wow. Man, listen to me. You are really, really down on the Bahamas. Wow. So good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I am 59 and vested in the Bahamas. I consider myself to be successful. My success came because I had a vision for myself and never once saw the government as part of my ladder towards myself. I am deeply concerned about a mindset in my country of government dependency. Crime and rising cost of living is really a lot of pressure, even though I have a good income, especially food and electricity. Okay, wow. All right, we got a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello, Mr. Lang. How you doing, sir?
Hey, right here, my friend. How are you?
I believe that local government should be on every island, from the length and breadth of this great Commonwealth country of ours.
Okay.
That's where you collect your mayors, you collect police chief,
mm-hmm.
and that's when you see more people will go probably back to the island that they're originally from. And like my grandparents, they were from Andres. So if we were to put, and you see local government working for the people,
mm-hmm.
let me go to back to Andres or any island that you choose to go to.
Mm.
In the United States of America, they have the same thing. When Andrew Young, a man that I, the mayor of Atlanta, he did great things for Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
awesome things for Atlanta.
Mm.
That's why Atlanta became the mecca that it is today.
Mm-hmm.
Can you come on that? Because I'm going to run out of minutes. Mm-hmm. They just told me I can run out of minutes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Said, Lang, you think we too spoiled as a people? Now people being honest about their text. Now y'all see why $700 ain't enough. You ain't tell me why $700 ain't enough for you. You leaning on what the people them say about $700 for them. You ain't tell me what $700 mean for you. I mean, if we heard from practically every adult in the Bahamas, you could have a variety of feelings about the country. I would say that most adults in the Bahamas would say, I love this country, meaning they want this country to be the best or better. They want to be here. I think most adults would say that if the environment and circumstances were good, I think almost every adult in the Bahamas would say, I want to be in the Bahamas. There's no question but that if they talk about the environment of the Bahamas, they would say, oh, it's great to be in that environment of the Bahamas, even though I don't know about this heat. I don't know about this summer heat. I don't know. That's a little different. I don't know. They'd say that's beautiful. Like they love that. I think if they looked at the civility of the place in terms of the broad civility, they'd say, this is a great place to raise your family because it's really not war-torn. It's not gang-infested. It has its challenges in terms of some violence and crime, but it's not terrible situation. I think if they look at the culture, they love their food, they love their music, they love the mannerisms generally of the people of the Bahamas. I think most people would say that. I'm not sure. I think we start to point to what is the issue. I think the younger you are, the more you are saying, but where's the opportunity for me to thrive? Where's the opportunity for me to feel really good about this place? Now, bear in mind that some of that is tied to, and no fault of the person, is tied to this ambition we have developed over time, that we are an ambitious, materially ambitious people. Listen, materially speaking, we are spoiled. I'm not saying that as a complaint or criticism. The truth is, when you look at the material existence that the vast majority of Bahamians have lived over the decades, it has been substantial. The kind of clothes we wear, the kinds of places we lived in, the kinds of foods we've been able to eat, the kinds of vehicles we've been able to drive, the kinds of vacations we've been able to take, the kinds of lifestyles that we've been able to live. We have been exposed to a high level of that. And it has conditioned us to expect that and more. And that's not a complaint, not a criticism. It's just a reality, and I'll take you somewhere with that in a bit. We got a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Hey, what's up?
Hey there, buddy. Now, listen, I heard a caller. But the cost of living, local government can't help it.
No. Not at all.
And another thing, too, when energy go up, everything go up. You know, once gas go up, you know, like, for instance, I'll use BPL. They signed that agreement when the minister supposed to, our life it would have been cheaper. And so when that go up, only thing local government could have with is some of the infrastructure, like taking care of the road and on the side of the road, which I think they could do a better job. Derelict cars all over the place and what you want coming to the community. But as far as it's health and that's the cost of living, I think it's doing nothing.
But can I ask you a question? Do you think that when people talk about how bad it feels living here, do you think cost of living is the thing that really bites them the most?
Well, cost of living. Yeah, that's it ain't easy to live here if you're in, you know. You know, if you're not making certain salary and some people ain't qualified to make certain salary, so you gotta pay $8,000-$9,000 for rent and only making $2,000 a month, and you know,
let's take $2,000 a month. $2,000 a month. Let's say you two parent, just a couple. Let's just say you're a couple, right?
Yeah.
And you're making let's say $2,500 a month.
Yeah.
You get an apartment, maybe in Stapleton, maybe in Chippenham, because you're not out east, out west. We're talking a little bit higher stuff, right?
Yeah.
So you renting for what? $700-$800 a month?
Stapleton, boy, I believe it's more than that now.
You think so?
Oh, yeah,
let's be conservative. Let's be conservative and say $800 a month.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so that take us down. We down to $1,700 a month now.
Yeah.
Right, $1,700 a month.
Yeah,
for them two people to eat in the food store.
Now you're just talking about two people. Two people. They have children.
No, we can get there yet. Let's deal with the two people first.
Just the two of them. Yeah.
So what do you think they paying in modest grocery bills on a monthly basis?
For two people. Oh, it got to be close to $500.
You think so, man?
Yeah, because, you know, okay, certain quality food costs more than certain things.
Right. So let's say to be conservative, let's say $350.
Okay.
$350. So that take them down now to $1,350 if my math is correct.
Yeah, $1,350 left.
If my math is correct. Okay, so what else? They got utility bills, right? They got electric, they got power.
There we go.
What we pay? What we pay? Two people for power. What we pay?
Well, I mean, two people make it be about, let's say $200.
$200. Okay, yeah. So that's $1,150 they're down to. $1,150. Yeah. Okay, now utilities. Not normally water. If you're renting, you don't pay your water. You pay you pay here internet and cable and them. So what is that, $100 a month?
Right, average.
Yeah. $100. Okay, so you're down to $1,000 now. What else do they need to be paying for? These just these two people. What else they need to be paying?
They the must bill now.
They the must bill. Yeah, they the must bill.
Don't forget, you may have insurance coming up. You got to buy other things and.
Okay.
You know,
so let's add insurance. Let's say they have they want transportation. They gotta have transportation. Either they have transportation so let's say transportation all told you finance a car and you finance a car, you're paying what, $350, $400 a month?
Yeah, average that.
$300-$400 a month. So now you're down to let's say $300, so now you're down to $700.
Okay.
Not in the gas yet. Not in the gas yet.
Gas got to go in the car.
But $100 a month?
The average of $60 a week.
60? Okay. 60?
Yeah, man, gas is going up yesterday.
What?
A gallon, yeah. I just pull up my car yesterday.
$60 a week, though? For two people? Driving up and...
I put $60 in.
All right, man. I can be more. I can be more. $30. $30 a week. That's for 4 weeks. That's $120 a month. $120 a month. Now you down to we down to $580 now, I think, if my math is correct.
Yeah.
Let's say around $580, right? You want to buy clothes, do a little some, but you're doing them on a weekly basis. So let's say we amortize that. That's for another $200 a month. Now you're down to $350. Okay. You could $350 of $2,500 is 10% savings.
I get you.
You see what I'm saying?
You may got to
put
something in the collection pond.
Yeah. Now, if you add children in that, the budget just get blown.
Yeah.
If you add children in that, the budget blown.
It ain't easier. Like you say, you ain't call off if they have children.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
Some children may be involved.
Yeah. So you see, but though, you see, it is possible to make it in terms, you ain't going to be living lavishly, But if you live conservatively, you know, you could make it, right?
Yeah, you could barely. But then again, like I say, you may need to get... Let's say you got to go to the doctor.
Yeah, emergency stuff.
Medication you need.
Right. Those become normal if we have chronic issues. But the thing about it is, when you have the monies you could save, you build up some reserves, and if things happen, then you could go... And there, but
how much reserve you think you could build about that a month?
Yeah, man. Well, I think somebody in that situation could put $100 a month away.
A month.
Yeah. I mean, that's $100 a month. That's less than 5% of savings.
You know how we do.
No, exactly. But see, this is my point. See, this is my point is that some of what we are contending with is really our appetite and not our needs. Some of the frustration we are feeling is born of a chase after our appetite and not our need. Some of our, a fair amount of our issues rest with this enormous ambition we have built up because of the material success our parents gave us. And that's not a complaint or criticism. I'm just saying it's a reality. Because what our children expect today, bro, you could see me and you talking to our parents, but we want any PlayStation cost $500? The equivalent of $500 back in the day? PlayStation cost $500 back in the day.
But Mr. Lang, I never used none of them in my lifetime.
Well, my point is, we might have wanted something different, but I'm saying the appetite these kids have for things now is abundantly more, and we did that.
I agree.
Right?
Right, you buy the little simple tennis court, a couple of dollars nowadays. They won't buy the tennis court for $50 for the little guy.
Thank you, man. I appreciate
nice
you calling.
With you.
Likewise, brother. All right. Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break and come back and read some of your texts. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody thinks we're at home. Oh, but who are they to judge us?
simply because our hair is wrong.
Burger King wants you to enjoy a classic sandwich so good we've been making it since 1979. Introducing the original chicken sandwich, American style, with fries and a drink for only $7.95, including VAT. This sandwich is made with white meat chicken, lightly breaded and topped with crisp, fresh lettuce, creamy mayonnaise, tomatoes, and lots of American cheese on a long sesame seed bun. Get your American original chicken sandwich combo for only $7.95, including VAT, at Burger King NASA, where taste is king.
Being an investor has its benefits, like the margin loan facility at RF. I can use my government bonds, company shares, and other investments to access cash when I need it. At a low interest rate of 7.5%, flexible repayment terms, and a 48-hour approval time, I can easily get the cash I need for travel, home renovations, or to purchase additional shares. This is just one of the ways RF keeps my money working for me. Learn more about the RF margin loan at rfgroup.com.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this interesting Tuesday afternoon. If you want to call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says $30 a week is too modest, at least $40 a week. For real? I must see, don't drive up and down and up. Well, you know, I got that little parcel, right? For real. And she don't burn gas like that. I think she needs a little tune-up right now, so I might need to go do something. This text says, we are extremely spoiled on Sunday for meats. You know, we spoil many days, not just Sunday. And then on the four meats, you know what it is? Do you know what it is? Like, there are places in the world where eating meat is a luxury. You don't do that every day. Bahamians can eat meat every day. What kind of meat? Lobster and oxtail and mutton. This text says, your numbers are too low in the real world. We just paid some of our bills. That's true. That's why I used the words conservative. I said, let's be conservative. Conservative means I'm giving the situation the benefit of the doubt. That way, if anything, it would be worse. Right? So I agreed you. I agreed you. My numbers were being conservative. Low. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I'm really enjoying the show today. We need more discussions of this type. We're going to have more discussions of this type then. So, Mr. Lang, with your example, 300 left. Let's say that they good Christian people. That's 250. Only 50 left. It's true, right? That's one of the reasons why you see people might decide, you know, should I really tithe? Really? I have to? And people make these decisions because at the end of the day, when they don't pay out all their stuff, they are left with this little bit amount or this amount that really one particular hit could really throw them off. See, and the other thing about the example we were doing just now, even if my numbers were low, if we accept those numbers, you see the room people have to maneuver is so narrow that it doesn't allow for emergency situations. It may really, really stretch the ability to save and invest. And then now we see why over time we don't have the ability to take advantage of opportunities that may come our way or in the way of our children, and these things press on us. So let me say some things here. There is our local environment, our personal environment, right? That's my home, my family. I have some control over that, some control, what I do, what I spend, you know, depending on my circumstances, what I make. I have some control over that. Not all, not total, but some. We got a call on the line. Let's take that call first. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, go ahead. Hi. Yes, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Shivago, how are you?
Hey, good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. So I'm listening to the show, first time calling in.
Okay, great. Thank you, man.
Yeah, man. To share, you asked the question how we feel. And I feel hopeful despite the concerns.
Okay.
And the concerns include things like the rise in cost of living, the rise in sexual offenses, and the rise in how many citizens feel disenfranchised. And, no, I have the, and I'm going to put it this way, I have the luxury of a profession as an attorney. And when you ask how people's views are shaped, I'll begin with saying that having the luxury as an attorney, I get to see, as an attorney, drafting affidavits for our people every single day for 20 years. And seeing the realities of their finances. Seeing someone like you mentioned a while ago, $2,500, wishful thinking for many people, they wish they were making that.
For real.
But there's so many in our population who are making $400 or less per week. And these are people, like the caller said, what about children? You said, we ain't getting to that yet. And there's so many of us that have two or three children and trying to survive off $400 per week. And as an attorney, I can say from this perspective, Shivago, that I've narrowed it down to two things as to why some of us in this country are unhappy. That is a lack of information and it's our choices. You see, persons like you come on the show every day, on the radio every day, and educate us and open our minds and share things that we didn't know. But there's so many of us in this population that don't listen to people like you, that don't listen to talk shows, that don't listen to whether it's a YouTube video of someone trying to inspire you on how to manage your money, family planning, business management. So it boils down for me from one perspective as a lack of information that causes a lot of us to be where we are. And then it's just making bad decisions. A lot of people in this country, like I was in an establishment earlier, and the fellow was telling another guy in the establishment, buying a car, man, that's an asset. Get yourself a car. And I turned and I said, that's not an asset, it's a liability. Unless that car is bringing you money, it's a liability. But that information, a lot of people don't know. So we in this country, like you've said, we've had all these luxuries. We aspire to get a job, but then go and buy a piece of property, have a mortgage, for it to put ourselves in debt with a car that if it breaks down, we can't afford to fix. And then we're working so hard, we don't have time for our significant others. And then we end up in a divorce and we break up a family. But lack of information and our choices. And I believe we have all the information we need in this country. There, the government, and I don't say government, the government have put in place so many things for us, as those of us who want to be small business owners, to import stuff duty-free, to get exemptions. But how many people know? There's ways for us to get land in this country, but how many of us know? And so we make these decisions partly because of our lack of information, or, you know, the people who we hang with, the way we are raised and the circles we're in. So while I feel hopeful and optimistic, I do have those concerns about the cost of living. How many of us in this country are just disenfranchised and they don't want to hand out no PLP and F&M and they blame the government when the governments have done things and put things in place for us. But there's a lot of concerns, Shivago, but persons like you inspire me and I hope to inspire others. My name is Renard Henfield. I'm an attorney. I'm an activist. I get to see both sides of our people. And I cannot say it without, I can't say it enough, Shivago. I think information and the choices we make.
In fact, I think you point to something that I was trying to allude to earlier. So you often get people in that older generation, they call and they say how things were so much better then. You hear that, right?
Yeah, so true.
And then they talk about what's happening now. So the gap between then and now must have been information. must have been what was shared. Must have been what was thought. What was thought. Must have been what was was modeled.
Yeah. My grandfather's generation, my grandfather was born in 1919, and in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, everybody who came from Acklands, Crooked Island, Inagua, Long Island, etc., these are people who were looking to buy a piece of property that they could put apartments on, a business place, and raise their families, where they had various sources of income. And they encouraged their siblings to do it, they encouraged their cousins to do it, they encouraged their children to do it. And then a generation came that said, get yourself a big house out east, out west, put yourself in debt, try and get a hotel job and a car.
Mm.
You see? Mm. And that was that shift.
Mm-hmm.
There was a shift, Tobago. Yeah. So I believe if we can get more information to our people to help them make better choices, we'll see a significant change in the mood of people and how they view this country. Because I'm sitting down outside at a beach right now waiting to do school pickup for another kid who's doing after-school classes.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the waters, and I mean, even though it's overcast today, this is a beautiful country.
No question about that.
But a lot of us can't enjoy it because we're
too frustrated. Yeah, too frustrated.
You know, we're angry.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a beautiful country. So when we say we love the Bahamas and no place like home, we see the beauty and the comforts and the peace we could have here. But a lot of us can't afford to do more than survive here, Zhivago.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's because of the lack of information, the people we hang with, and just making bad choices.
And the one difficulty with that right now is this: is choices and consequences linger for periods of time. So even if you decide today, okay, I'm going to do it differently, I'm going to change, the consequences linger for a while. So you got to be patient. And you have to stick in there to watch the change come, because it ain't going to come overnight if you spend decades creating it.
It's one of the reasons why farming is my biggest love, you know, Zhivago, outside of my daughter's farming.
Mm-hmm.
Because you go through that struggle and planting the seed and watering and weeding something.
And worrying over them, right?
Yeah. And for months, nothing happened. And then the day comes and you're like, wow, look at this. And we as a people need to remember that and understand that.
Yeah.
We want better lives. We have to put something in, and it takes time.
It does take time. And then any gardener knows that. Thank you, Mike, very much. We appreciate your calling. Appreciate it. Thank you. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller.
Mr. Lang, how
are
you today?
Hey, good man. How are you?
I think the issue is just people wanting something out of life, you know, or wanting something in life, you know. You know, when we look at our grandparents who had no education, who had no training, who had basically just their hands, and look at what they accomplished in their lifetime.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm. Compared to this generation now, who's just, you know, ain't going nowhere, ain't doing nothing. You know, we have the information is there. I think people know enough, but I just think it's just wanting something out of life.
You don't think you? So what are you saying? You don't think this younger generation wants something out of life?
I've never met a young person. When I say that, right?
Yeah, because I've never met a young person who didn't want something out of life.
No, when I say want something out of life, give you an example, right?
Mm.
The industry I've been in, I have colleagues who've been in my industry for 20 plus years. Mm. I'm still paying rent.
Mm-hmm.
Whereby you have people in the same industry, the same amount of time, and they're about to retire.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Different choices.
Like I say, choices, and you want something. You know, let me speak for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I just turned 50.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My wife and I have been married 22 years,
mm-hmm.
mortgage free,
mm-hmm.
son in college,
mm-hmm.
my daughter getting ready to finish high school,
mm-hmm.
and I look to retire in the next couple of years.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I want this. What I wanted for
this
myself.
This what you wanted, what for, wanted yourself. For my family. So it's more. It's not so much wanting something for yourself. It's being focused on a goal for yourself. Like you had specific goals.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
No, I remember walking home from school. I always used to see those old masters in the front porch.
Mm.
And every evening I see that man, I won't be like him.
Mm.
When I get old, I'll be able to sit back in my rocking chair and just chill.
Yeah.
Instead of that old man who got to be going to work.
Yeah. 50, you were goal-oriented. That's key. Yeah.
When I say people want something, people, you know, want something for themselves out of life.
I understand
you know,
totally.
A house.
Yeah.
Me personally, I don't think a house is that hard to accomplish.
Okay. I got
you. You just got to want it.
Right. And do the things to get that, right?
Right. If you buy 50 blocks every week, at the end of the year, how many blocks that is?
That's a lot.
You see what I'm saying?
I'll catch you.
Within 5 years, you'll be so far. You'll be surprised at how far U.S. alone are getting out.
I agree with you. Well said. Well said.
You just got to want something. You just can't sit back and wait for your parents to die to give it to you or to complain about the government. The government ain't making a rate.
I got you, brother.
The government has everything laid out for you. You just got to know how to use and how, you just got to want it bad enough.
Appreciate it. Right. Well said. Thank you, man. You got another call on the line? Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, a pleasure. Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good, man. And yourself?
I am good, you know. Good. Like, I just want to put in a plug for God, man. Listen, don't take God money, man. Give him his 10%.
Nah.
10%? That 90%? Man, God will multiply that for you. You don't know how your bills will be paid. Listen, he said, bring the tithe and the offering, and I will open up the windows of heaven. I will pour you out a blessing. So don't touch it. And people have a tendency to, first of all, you know, take the tithe. The tithe belongs to God. And God is a faithful God. Not one of his promises has ever failed. You know that. You trust in him. He said if he'll take care of the birds, he'll take care of you. And I can testify of that. It's like that God is faithful.
I got you, brother.
Another thing I just want to say that, you know, I listen to Dave Ramsey a bit. And, you know, one of the things is, you know, people call and, you know, they talk about their financial situation. And just like in the States, the main problem is consumer debt.
Hmm.
Somebody go buy a car for $40,000, $50,000 just because they can lease it and they can get it on terms. They don't want to save. Back in the day, your parents used to save towards things.
Fine.
But people don't want to save now. They want instant gratification.
Hmm.
They want it now. They don't want to wait for another year or another two and save up some money or save up towards purchasing things. And these banks, you know, a lot of people can't even qualify for a mortgage because by the time they get to getting a mortgage, they have so much consumer debt that they can't even qualify for a mortgage.
Understood.
So what we need, I think, and I mentioned this on another show, we need to start to teach financial.
Man, plenty teaching of that going on, man.
But
listen to me. The issue is, yes, you have to teach it, but that it's beyond that too. Because a lot of people with financial knowledge also mess up. People have to have a rigorous. You have to have the discipline to follow through on what you know.
And that's true in many areas.
I
agree with you that, yeah. But I think if people have the knowledge, and sometimes people do have knowledge and still do what they want to do in either case, okay? But, I mean, at least you have no excuse to say that I was ignorant of it.
I got you.
So, you know, we teach a whole lot of things, but we need, but again, sometimes we try, even with our children, we tell them, listen, try and save towards tomorrow. Don't eat up all your seed. You know, you need it because if you eat your seed, you're not going to have a harvest. But they, you know, eat, drink, and be merry for the more I die. But that's okay.
I got you, man. I appreciate
it. Thank you. Have a good
Thanks
day.
A lot. Appreciate it. There's choices, yes, but we cannot forget to say circumstances sometimes. Yes, circumstances can be a significant impact on what ends up happening. No question about it. This says, good afternoon. Everybody just wants jobs and to make money, but the quality of our surroundings is a disgrace. This dictates the type of people who think the monetary gain and having a profession is all to life. Long traffic lines, filthy streets, and private property. Everything is expensive. That is the nature of the quality of life in this country. That's a good point. Good point. That's a good point. Anyway, let's plug in that last one for the sponsors and then go. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back after this break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host.
This is a party, man.
Too many debt bills? Overdue on loan payments? Improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Shrink your debt payments with a debt consolidation loan and built-in savings that pays you 5% interest. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity.
patroller, gal. Can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas. And everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, there's far too many of you dying.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live, these final moments of the show. So glad you could join us. This text says, great show as usual, Mr. Lang. Today was a therapeutic show. Thanks for letting us vent, Minister. Ministers always listen to this show and they are taking notes. Okay. So I was saying, like, so you have your own personal environment. You can control more of that than you can control anything. I'm not saying you can perfectly control it because things happen outside that can affect inside and so forth. But so you can control that. I think where, so there's a difference between how you feel about that than that outside environment. This is the environment that is in many people's heads controlled by them people, you know, the politicians, the business people, them people. And I think, like, we feel better about our personal space we could control, not better as in, oh, we have everything we need, we got nice money, we make good, not that, because a lot of people ain't in that situation either, but at least we know in that space, that's on me, a lot of that, or we think a lot of it is on me, but in that bigger space, where we look at the infrastructural environment of the place, where we look at the delivery of the collective public services, when we look at the way we are handled by our leadership and the way we are, with the way they are attending to our problems and the stresses and things, I think that's where the biggest frustration rests, in the things we can't control, in the things other people control. And we feel like in the space where I thought I had some control, so I'm in pursuit of a business. I'm in pursuit of expanding my business. I'm in a pursuit of an opportunity. And these people don't seem to be giving me a break. They're not making it easy for me. In fact, every time I make one step, I get two steps back because it's just so hard to move ahead, to walk further, to get a thing done. You can't hear from nobody, you can't reach nobody, and when you do it one thing after the next, I think that in that space beyond my house, beyond my home, beyond my family, where other people control the stuff, is where life gets to feel badly, you know. So you go get a degree and you come back home. The assumption is them people create an environment where I shall find an opportunity to put into practice that thing I studied. And I shouldn't have to look abroad, but then you come home and it ain't working out. And you feel like that space I can't control. See, nothing frustrates more than a lack of control. Where you could control the situation, and even if it ain't working out, at least you know, okay, well, I just need to do next this, and I just need to do next. That's where it starts to feel bad. And so I think people are having mixed feelings about the place. It's like, yeah, I want to be with you, but I won't be with you, because
I like this about you, but this, you need. And I think people are, that's a part of the challenge. Listen to me. The people who lead in the Bahamas, and I don't mean just the people who lead in politics or in church or, you know, the people who lead in Bahamas in business and all that kind of stuff. Let me tell you something, man. Leadership is so much more. It is so much more. And it is a part of why the frustration lingers. Because when the environment gets dark and dusty and stormy, that's where leadership must be compelling enough to offer a way forward, some semblance of hope, and some inkling of a strategy for making it better. Leadership can help with that. And that's why tomorrow, that's what we can talk about. Leadership and how it helps, how it can help, how it can be so much more and do so much more to change the mood, to change the outlook, to change the perspectives, and to change perhaps the conduct. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today. Listen, God bless you all. Have a great evening. And tomorrow, he spares life. We'll see you then.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Oh, pick it light.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.